previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Popular athleisure and sneaker chain, the Cross Trainer, is heading into liquidation. That's according to News 24 Business, which says business rescue practitioners appointed in August to turn the company around say there is no prospect of success. At its peak, the Cross Trainer had some 180 stores in malls across South Africa. Analysts say the athleisure sector is heavily overtraded and consumers are under immense pressure. Consumer internet giant Prosus says its trading profits are on the up, and it's aiming for about 7 billion rand for the year to end March 2025. That's a tenfold increase on 2024, when its underlying e-commerce portfolio turned profitable for the first time. Prosus, listed in Amsterdam and Johannesburg, is of course a subsidiary of Naspers, and it houses Naspers' biggest success story, China's Tencent. Says new CEO Fabrizio Bloisi in a video to mark his first 100 days in office, it's critical that our core e-commerce business becomes a bigger source of profitability and free cash flow for the group. The JSE can expect a surge in new listings and fundraising activity as soon as next year, spurred by optimism that the continent's biggest economy may be turning a corner. That's according to JP Morgan Chase's South African MD Edward Bell speaking in Johannesburg. JSE's benchmark index is up 20% so far this year in dollar terms, and that, says Bell, means the incentive and the ability to issue equity or IPO a business becomes a viable option. He notes that JP Morgan's research and sales trading teams have been getting far more questions recently about South African companies than they have in the past 4 or 5 years. And on the subject of the JSE, both the All Share and Top 40 closed last evening just over a tenth of a percent adrift, London's FTSE off by 0.5%. New York was mixed, the Dow down 0.8%, the S&P 500 down 0.2%, but the Nasdaq edged up 0.25% to a fresh record high. Tokyo this morning down 1.4%, Hong Kong up 0.5%, Sydney down 1.5%. The US dollar firmer at 108 to the euro, the rand at 17.61 to the dollar, 19.05 to the euro, 22.89 to sterling. Gold at 2,731, just beneath a record high. Platinum, 1,007. Bitcoin just over 67,300. And Brent crude oil just over $74 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.